Our main story tonight is his weekly general audience today. Pope Benedict XVI read out a list of 23 men who will be elevated to the position of cardinal in a consistory to be held on November the 24th. Lydia O'Kane reports.
During his weekly general audience, Pope Benedict read out a list of 23 prominent members of the clergy who have now been elevated to the position of Prince of the Church.
Io ora la gioia di annunciare che il 24 novembre prossimo.
There were a number of English-speaking archbishops who will now bear the title of cardinal. They are Archbishop Sean Brady of Armagh in Ireland, Archbishop Oswald Gracias of Bombay in India, Archbishop Daniel DiNardo of Galveston, Houston, and the Archbishop of Nairobi in Kenya, John Nuge. Among those also chosen by Pope Benedict were seven people who work in the Vatican itself. They are Archbishop Leonardo Sandri, Prefect of the Congregation for Oriental Churches, Archbishop Giovanni Lajolo, President of the Pontifical Commission and the Governorate of Vatican City State, Archbishop Paul Joseph Cordes, President of the Pontifical Council, Cor Unum, Archbishop Angelo Camastri, Archpriest of the Vatican Basilica and Vicar General for the Vatican City State, Archbishop Stanislao Rilko, President of the Pontifical Council for the Laity, and Archbishop Raphael Farina, Archivist and Librarian of the Holy Roman Church. Non-English-speaking archbishops include Archbishop Agustin Garcia Gasco Vicente, Archbishop of Valencia in Spain, Archbishop of Barcelona, Luis Martinez Sistac, Archbishop of Paris in France, André Vantois, Archbishop Angelo Bagnasco of Genoa in Italy, Archbishop Theodore Adrian Sarr of Dakar, Senegal, Archbishop Francisco Robles Ortega, Archbishop of Monterrey, Archbishop Odilo Pedro Schirra, Archbishop of São Paulo in Brazil. The Pope also named cardinals over 80, His Beatitude Emmanuel III Delhi, Patriarch of Babylon for the Chaldeans, Archbishop Giovanni Coppa, Apostolic Nuncio, Archbishop Estanislao Esteban Karlik, Archbishop Emeritus of Parana in Argentina, Father Urbano Navarrete, former Rector of the Pontifical Gregorian University in Rome, Father Umberto Betti, former rector of the Lateran University of Rome. Pope Benedict also made mention of the fact that he would dearly like to have elevated Polish bishop Ignacy Jez, but he sadly died on Tuesday. During his audience, Pope Benedict XVI also appealed for the world to double its efforts to eliminate the causes of poverty and the tragic results that are derived from it on this, the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty. This day was launched in 1987 by a French priest, Father Joseph Roshinsky, who devoted much of his life to fighting poverty. The day was later recognised in 1992 by the United Nations. Thousands of pilgrims and tourists in St. Peter's Square also heard the Pope continue his weekly instalment on the founding fathers of the early church, this week focusing on St. Eusebius of Vercelli.
Eusebius was born in Sardinia at the beginning of the 4th century, educated in Rome, and eventually elected Bishop of Vercelli.
And on this sunny October day, the Pope warmly greeted all those who had made the journey to join him, including the English-speaking pilgrims present.
Upon all the English-speaking visitors, including those from England, Scotland, Ireland, Australia, Papua New Guinea, Japan, the Philippines and the United States, I invoke God's abundant blessings.
I'm Lydia O'Kane.
Well, following the announcement, Lydia later spoke with one of the newly announced cardinals, Archbishop Sean Brady of Armagh, Primate of All Ireland.
Well, that's my first thought, is that it is a great honour, a daunting challenge, a humbling one, but an honour, and an honour not to me personally, but an honour to the Church in Ireland, I think, and of course to the Church here in Armagh, the seat of St. Patrick, where the people of Armagh rejoice very, very much in this. The ones to whom I have been speaking certainly are overjoyed. But I know it comes with a tag on it. That is, it's a call to service in the church, to serve the communion with the Holy Father and through him to other churches. So it will bring other responsibilities and other duties. But that's what I was ordained a priest for. That's what I was ordained a bishop for. And I want to avail of this opportunity to ask through Vatican Radio for prayers for especially my friends in Rome who may be listening. The many, many friends I've made over the years, I'm sure they are happy, but I would also like to ask them for prayers to help me to carry out as well as I possibly can the duties which will fall to me as Cardinal.
Now, just talking about the role itself as Cardinal, I suppose it's an expansion. You could call it maybe an expansion of the work that you have been doing all of your life and continue to do. And
that's,
I suppose,
right,
much more that needs to be done. And as a Cardinal, you will carry forth and do that.
Well, I suppose there's a more universal role in the sense you have, you're at the service of the Holy Father. The first one everybody thinks of is about voting in a conclave, but that's, I hope, far away. And but the other one is to be at the service of the Holy Father, to come and offer advice or views on important questions when asked to do so, either individually or as a body. So that's the dimension of it there that immediately comes to mind. And that is one of service of communication, and therefore promoting this wonderful thing that is the communion of life in the Church.